From black holes to relativity,
exploring the cosmos
and bringing the universe closer to reality. Today, we say goodbye to Stephen Hawking. Professor Stephen Hawking was a pioneering physicist and an international best-selling author, having penned A Brief History of Time, among others.
He also wrote a series of children's books about space with his daughter Lucy.
At the age of 22, he was given only a few years to live after being diagnosed with ALS, the degenerative nerve disorder better known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Not knowing what was going to happen to me or how rapidly the disease would progress, I was at a loose end. The doctors told me to go back to Cambridge.
This left him wheelchair-bound and largely unable to communicate, except through a voice synthesizer.
All the things that would suggest that he couldn't leave a public life did not stop him.
This was never a man bound by his own physical limitations.
He discovered that black holes leak energy and fade to nothing, a phenomenon that would later become known as Hawking radiation.
I announced my findings on St. Valentine's Day in 1974. At a cosmology conference in Oxford to a packed audience.
He was the public face of science genius, being likened to the modern-day Einstein. While his work was beyond what most can comprehend, his impact on humanity will remain for centuries to come.
I'm not afraid of dying, but I'm in no hurry to die.
Today, we remember Professor Stephen Hawking, gone at the age of 76.